Could you tell us a little about your school and your students?
Hello, everybody. Yes, our school is in the south of Italy. Actually, it is in the north of Apulia, and it's a high school. We have got a lot of classes, and our students are studies, classical studies, scientific studies, and even economic and accountancy and marketing. And we have also a new class. It is called Made in Italy, and is our students there studies more about Italian design, Italian art, languages, of course, and also marketing and accountancy and even law. Our students start our school when they are 14, and of course after 5 years they leave our school and they can go to university or to find a job.
Okay, how long have you been participating in Erasmus programs and what motivated you to do so?
Me personally or my school?
You personally.
I have been running Erasmus projects since 2012, and my love to Erasmus is growing and is increasing every year, because what I find at the end of each mobility and each Erasmus project is the enthusiasm I can find from my students, and that gives me it's a thriller. It gives me the good motivations to keep on this program.
What was your first impression when you arrived?
Oh, well, actually it's not the first time for me here, and it's my third time, and that is because thanks to all the staff in this school, I love him and I get on very well with them. So I can see that maybe my first impressions was very important, and that's why I'm here for the third time, because I found even in the first time very interesting people, and you're so motivated, full of ideas, so creative, and you do lots of things that is important even for our school to learn each other's and even to improve our relationships. So that's why I'm here for the third time.
Was there a moment during the week that was particularly memorable?
Well, there are lots of moments. I spent very beautiful moments here, and some of them are really memorable. I can see that maybe the visit to the University of Szeged was very interesting. I love the exhibitions of Kathleen Carrico. She is a very important scientist, and she's famous all over the world, and she did very good discoveries for all humankind. And maybe I could see that yes, it was the most memorable moment I spent here in this week.
What differences do you see between your own and our educational system?
Oh, well, lots of things. I think that you are more practical. You as a student are free to move around our schools and to do to choose maybe your subjects. In Italy, maybe we can see that there are more strict, and the students cannot choose their subjects. So let's say if you go and if you are interested in classical studies, so you should study different and specific subjects. And it seems that then you have three or four compulsory subjects, and then you can choose the other subjects. Even evaluations, I found out it was very difficult. Here, you have to pass a lot of tests, even national ones, like in this week. So in Italy, it's quite a bit different. Not all the classes have to pass each day national evaluations, but only some of them. And I don't know which is the best one, the best win away, but I think that's could be maybe the most different things I realized.
How did your students receive this international experience?
They were enthusiastic. They couldn't wait to come here. They're here and very happy. They get on well with the old families and even the host families and the host mates. I think there will be a very an experience they will remember forever.
Have you seen a teaching method here that you will, would you like to import into your own particular?
Yes, they. I see that you are more active. You spend your day sometimes out of the class, and maybe in Italy sometimes we are more theoretical. The teachers stay in the classrooms, but I see that you are more free and you have a lot of workshops and even laboratories. Sometimes we don't have, for example, the scientific labs or so robotics, and this could be very interesting and motivating students because it's a practical and you can learn faster and easiest.
What do you think is the biggest challenge in teaching in Europe today?
There are lots of challenges you can face with. I think that if you are within the Erasmus projects, we are all the students and even the teachers are open-minded within the Erasmus projects. Outside, maybe the Erasmus projects should be spread, and they maybe teachers who haven't experienced any Erasmus mobilities should have to, because this open your mind and you can get good relations.
How easy was it for the students to connect with each other?
Well, I think that the age and knowing languages could be very important. They can find out easily new relationships, whichever, whoever.
Did you have a favorite place or program during the week?
My favorite place was here in Çorgrad. It's a very so quiet town and I love it. And maybe another place could be along the river.
Did you taste any Hungarian food that you particularly like or surprised you?
Each day, I always start my lunchtime with goulash. I love it. It's quite a difference from I taste in Austria, but I love it because I love spicy food, so it's okay. And I would like to also taste lagos.
Yes.
I know what is it, but I have never tasted, so I can wait it.
What is the one thing you will definitely take with you from this week into the future?
Everything. There are lots of things. All these experience, bit by bit, will be important and will help me to get on in the future. I can choose one in particular. I know that when I am home and then I will think of it, I think that some moments and some experiences I did in this week will help me to in the future.
If you had to describe this week in one word, what would it be?
Memorable. And even so amazing.
Would you return to us in the future?
I hope so.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.